that's made with a long board that's balanced in the middle, and it goes back and forth, and children...
Seesaw.
Yes, sir. And what do you call a homemade merry-go-round?
Flying jig.
Yes, sir. And what do you call a flat piece of stone that you use to sharpen knives or size with?
That's a wet rock.
Yes, sir. And could you help me draw some different kinds of wooden fences?
There's pens.
I left my pen in my briefcase. Would you draw some just different? I guess something. Some different kinds of wooden fences.
Fences.
Yes. Just a sketch of some different kinds of fences.
Well, if you're gonna make a rail fence.
Yes.
It's laid like this.
Yes, sir.
It's made like this.
Yes, sir.
Now it'd be 10 foot in here.
Yes, sir.
These points here should be 10 foot.
Yes, sir.
Like that. Now this is the landline here, see?
Yes, sir.
And this here is your field on this side. Then if you're going to build a plank fence, you put you up some posts like that and put boards on it like this.
Yes, sir.
According to how high you want.
Yes, sir. And you know any other kind of fences? Like one you might have around a garden, might see around somebody's house?
Well, these are old kind. Then you build a fence, you put post up like this.
Yes, sir.
And a railing here. And a railing here. And then you put palings or pickets on it like that.
Yes, sir. And what kind of fence would you call that?
Call that a paling fence.
Yes, sir.
Or a picket fence.
Yes, sir. Now, use your pen.
Yeah.
I'll put some numbers there, sir. All right, thank you. Now,
that rail fence, you know, you got to split them out of timber.
Out of timber?
Yeah, you split them yourself.
Yes,
rail.
Yes, sir.
Now, the other stuff comes from sawmill.
Yes, sir. Well, are there any different kinds of rail fences?
Well, in this part of the country, we always split pine.
Yes, sir.
Now, up in the country, they split them out of chestnut or something else. And they have a pole up there that they cut and stack them like that to make a fence. But we always took a hard pine.
Yes, sir.
And split it. We cut the rail 10 foot long and split them.
Yes, sir.
But you can't split it out of knotty pine. You have to split it out of a tree that'll split.
Yes, sir. Well, if you have too many people overspend the night at your house, what do you call a bed that you might make on the floor?
Well, I put them on a pallet.
Yes, sir. And what do you call low ground down in a river valley, like over the Okmulgee?
We call that swamp in this part of the country.
Yes, sir. And if it didn't have water all over, if you could maybe farm it a little bit, what would it be called? If it was just wet.
Well, it'd be swampland.
Yes, sir.
I don't.
Yes, sir. And will you name several kinds of roads, like depending on what they're made of, like this one here and the one out there? What's this kind of road?
Well, this is just a country road built out of dirt, natural earth.
Yes, sir. And what about the kind that we rode out of here on?
Well, we have asphalt roads and we have concrete roads.
Yes, sir. And do you know any other kind of roads?
Well, they used to make them out of brick a long time ago. They ain't built them out of brick in years.
Yes, sir. Well, what do you call a paved road with a light-colored surface?
That's white concrete.
Yes, sir. Now, what do you call a paved road with the black surface?
That's asphalt.
Yes, sir. And what do you call a grassy strip, maybe 3 or 4 feet wide, that you might find between a sidewalk and the street? Would you have a name for that?